जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवराधारी जय गिरिवराधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवराधारी जय गिरिवराधारी जय यशोरनंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय यशोरनंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय जमुना तीरवन चारि जय कुंज बिहारी जय जमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jayam Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radhe. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Nittai Gaur Haribo, 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 Nittai Gaur Haribo. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa, Parivraj Gacharya, Stavtara Sata Shishi, my divine grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Stotara Satashi Srimachila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Kaur Maharaja ki jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Haribo. Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pascha Chadeshatarane Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31. Narada instructs the Prachetas, text number 17. Yata nebasya yabratama prakasha. Yata nebasya bratama prakasha Bhavanti bupana bhavantyanukramat Bhavanti bupana bhavantyanukramat Evaṁ pare brāhmani śaktyastvammu Evaṁ pare
evaṁ pare brāhmane śaktvamanu tvam rajastama sattvam iti pravaha. Rajastamak sattvam iti pravaha. Yatanabas yabratama prakasha. Bhavanti bhupana bhavantyanukramat. Evaṁ pare brāhmane śaktastvam nu. Rajastamak sattvam iti pravaha. Yatanabas yabratama prakasha. Bhavanti bhupavanti anukrama. Hare brahmani saktastham. Rajastama sattvam iti pravaha. Yatanavas abhadratama prakasha. Rajastamati pravaha. Matajis. Yatanabad yadratama prakasha. Bhavanti bhupana bhavanti nukramat. Evaṁ pare brāhmane śaktastra manu. Yata, as, Nabasi, in the sky, Abra, clouds, Tama, darkness, Prakasha, and illumination, Bhavanti, exist, Bhupa, O kings, Nabhavanti, Dunar, Anukramat, consecutively, Evam, thus, Pare, supreme, Brahmani, in the absolute, Shaktaya, energies, to, then, Amu, those, Raja, passion, Tama, darkness, Sattvam, goodness, Iti, thus, Pravaha, emanation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear kings, sometimes in the sky there are clouds, sometimes there is darkness, and sometimes there is illumination. The appearance of all these takes place consecutively. Similarly, in the Supreme Absolute, the modes of passion, darkness, and goodness appear as consecutive energies. Sometimes they appear and sometimes they disappear. Srila Prabhupada's purport. An ordinary person would think, well, what am I going to write on that one? So, but Prabhupada found two full pages. Darkness, illumination, and clouds sometimes appear and sometimes disappear. But even when they have disappeared, the potency is still there, always existing. In the sky, sometimes we see clouds, rainfall, and sometimes snow. Sometimes we see night, sometimes day, sometimes illumination, and sometimes darkness. All these exist due to the sun, but the sun is unaffected by all these changes. Similarly, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of the total cosmic manifestation, he is unaffected by the material existence. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7:4. Bhumirapanalo vayu kangmano buddhireva cham ahankara iti yangme bina prakriti rashtada. Water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these eight comprise my separated material energies. Although the material or physical elements are the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are separate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore not affected by material conditions. The Vedanta Sutra confirms janmadyasyayataha. The creation, maintenance, and dissolution of this cosmic manifestation are due to the existence of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, the Lord is unaffected by all these changes in the material elements. This is indicated by the word pravaha, emanation. The sun always shines brilliantly and is not affected by clouds or darkness. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always present in his spiritual energy and is not affected by emanations. Brahma Samhita 5:1 confirms, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarna Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, and he is the prime cause of all causes. Although he is a supreme cause, the cause of all causes, he is still Parama, transcendental, and his form is Satchidananda, eternal spiritual bliss. Krishna is the shelter of everything, and this is the verdict of all scriptures. Krishna is the remote cause, and material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that understanding Prakriti or nature to be the cause of everything is like understanding the nipples on the neck of a goat to be the cause of milk. Material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation, but the original cause is Narayan, Krishna. Sometimes people think that the cause of an earthen pot is the earth. We see on a potter's wheel a sufficient amount of earth to produce many pots. And although unintelligent men will say that the earth on the wheel is the cause of the pot, those who are actually advanced will find that the original cause is the potter, the earth, and moves the wheel. Material nature may be a helping factor in the creation of this cosmic manifestation, but it is not the ultimate cause. In Bhagavad Gita 9:10, the Lord therefore says, Mayadyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and producing all moving and not unmoving beings. Supreme Lord casts his glance over material energy, and his glance agitates the three modes of nature. Creation then takes place. The conclusion is that nature is not the cause of the material manifestation. The Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. Om Jnanate Marandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here Narada Muni instructing the kings, the Prachetas, giving philosophical analysis of the creation, how the from the some clouds, and also when the sun is absent, darkness is coming. Now we're seeing the illumination coming, emanating from the sun. It's coming right into the eye. Yes. Appearance of all these take place consecutively, like one after another. The sun, sunshine, sun is gone, darkness. In the modes of passion, goodness, ignorance. Again, the sunshine is coming, the deities are giving their blessings. So Krishna, he's the transcendental being. Mayajakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. Everything is emanating from Krishna. And it becomes very fantastic when we hear about the day of Brahma, one day of Brahma. 4,300,000 years. His night, 4,300,000 years. So we're thinking, okay, now we've gone only 5,000 years in age of Kali. Our life, maybe you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, maybe somebody 90. You know, and we think everything's very relative. And this maya, this daivihesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya, is very powerful. Because each and every one of us, for the millions and billions and trillions of lifetimes, it seems that in every lifetime that maya covers us with this mode of passion, mode of darkness. Sometimes we elevate to goodness, and if we're very, very fortunate, pure goodness. Just like Arjuna, he's eternally the associate of Krishna. But on the battlefield, he was in yoga maya. He was covered by the energy of Krishna so that he can ask Krishna all the right questions. So although this may be philosophical, a little bit technical, it's very enlivening to know that we're hearing the absolute truth from the Supreme Person. just like Narada Muni was addressed as Bhagavan, because he's always meditating on Bhagavan in his heart, the Lord in his heart. And one who's always 24 hours a day thinking of Bhagavan, preaching Bhagavan, and meditating, he has the qualities of Bhagavan. Not that he be. Even Maitreya, when he was speaking, Vidura, Maitreya conversations, many times pure devotees or very highly elevated pure devotees are called Bhagavan. So Krishna, being the supreme Bhagavan, he creates this material manifestation, and it's only a small fraction, small little, one, insignificant. We may say one fourth or one third. One fourth of the creation of the spiritual kingdom. So in the spiritual kingdom, so many living entities are there, and none of the same kind of illusion and darkness that exists in this world exists there, because everyone is fully absorbed in Krishna and thought of Krishna. Prabhupada was giving one lecture and someone was asking questions. Prabhupada was speaking about the four orders of life, the caste, the Shudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Brahmana, and of course the he was complaining that, oh, I think that because you're sitting on a high seat, you're on the highest platform. He said, no, I am on the fifth category because I'm serving all the other four categories. You could hear in Prabhupada's voice the genuine feeling, not getting angry because someone is criticizing, oh, why you're sitting there telling us about this, you know, so much logic, so much reason. He said, don't you think there's logic involved in understanding God consciousness? There's no logic. And he said that why you are here, I want to hear from you. And Prabhupada said, well, then hear, Krishna is God, accept that. And everyone was, you know, very happy to hear. So we are very fortunate to hear that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Supreme Proprietor, and he's manifested everything in this world, and he's not affected by any of it. Just like all of us, as we're conditioned by material existence, we find it very difficult to control the mind, control the senses. But those who are very fortunate, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna, that by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, they're getting the blessings, Bhagyavan, very fortunate to have the opportunity to render some service to Krishna. But we've come from that background of illusion, of sense gratifying, of envy. Everyone is born with desire, and everyone is actually envious of one another in material existence. That's unfortunate. So Prabhupada, instructed by Krishna, gave us a very scientific process. Everything, one devotee is asking, Prabhupada, because you're so regulated down to the minute, does that help you become, or does that help in the process of Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada said, yes, this regulation is very important, that by rising early, darshan of the deities, chanting, dancing, worshipping Tulsi Devi, chanting our rounds, hearing from the pure devotee, hearing the Bhagavatam, then what is the purpose? Prabhupada very quickly started the Sankirtan mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is carrying out, fulfilling the wish of Srila Rupa Goswami, because the direct disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Srimad Bhagavatam is glorification of Krishna and the pastimes of Krishna and the activities of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself is speaking. So it's not that we have to do some kind of fancy research or philosophical speculation. For those little fortunate and recognize that, yes, Prabhupada, he's my father, he's my guru, and the energy that he put to translate these literatures and clearly explain every minute detail. It's not that he's just some charismatic, beady-eyed, unique-looking person from India, so let me surrender. You can see by his very existence, he's surrendered. He's always thinking and speaking of Krishna. He's wonderful kirtan, wonderful philosophy, and loving, compassionate, tolerant. So naturally, the Prachetas were moved by Narada Muni and Narada Muni's instructions. They were very eager to hear. Although we may not fully understand everything that's being discussed in a philosophical way, it says simply by sitting and faithfully hearing, one is making advancement. You know, we may think that, well, I have a, you know, PhD in this or a master's in that or BA or this or that. Many titles are there, and everyone thinks themselves that just by getting some title, it qualifies one. It says if one is not Krishna conscious, then it's meaningless. You know, one may be a great philosopher and author of many, many books and discuss, you know, logic and reason and many different ways of trying to understand reality. And most people have a very difficult time grasping what is the purpose and goal of life. And very simply, Prabhupada is saying the purpose and goal of life is to reawaken our love for Krishna. And that dormant love for Krishna is in everyone's heart. And the process for awakening that eternal existence that we all have as our birthright is by chanting the Lord's holy, by chanting this Maha Mantra, all logic, all philosophy, everything will be revealed. It's like a beautiful diamond which is covered by mud and dirt. If you polish it and clean it, then the true brilliance shines through. So our eternal spiritual existence is that we're Jivar Swarup Hoy Krishna Nityadas. We're Krishna's eternal servant. We don't belong in a material world. So no matter how many toys and how many material possessions we may acquire, how much so-called education and paraphernalia. You know, I have, you know, the famous song by, you know, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? And, you know, people are basically praying, give me wealth, give me health, give me enjoyment. You know, I want a nice big new house. I want a nice family, many children, nice clothes, nice food, nice this, nice. Basically, it's all meant for enjoying in this world. Now, Krishna provides everything. One who's actually advanced can use everything in Krishna's service. We shouldn't think that, oh, only one who has no possessions, he's advanced. But the Goswami's example, they were very, very powerful, very learned, very respectable, very rich. They gave it up. Imagine giving up your wealth and giving up the association of so-called aristocrats. And they live very simply as humble servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, preaching this Krishna consciousness. So this Sankirtan mission, this yajna that we know now is the time, Prabhupada, it's very genius. He started this marathon time, especially around December time. So December is coming. And I remember we were in Miami Airport I worked at airport 15 years. We were every day to the airports, and also where the boats would come in, all the people enjoying their cruise, and there would be the devotees giving, you know, Back to Godhead magazines and also Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Queen Kunti, many, many literatures we were giving out. And on the marathon times, we would increase and do more. Instead of doing the usual 8 hours, you do 10 and 12 hours, and, you know, early in the morning, late at night. And although it may seem like, well, that's very too austere, too hard, the secret of Sankirtan is that as you want to give this to others, you want to give this knowledge and blessing to others, then the more you receive.
And by the end of the day, it's like a, you know, materialist and karmis want to get intoxicated. You know, they want to, because they want to get some kind of altered state of mind. So the devotees, they become intoxicated with Krishna consciousness. They actually become energetic and very, very happy. Just like the teamwork. Yesterday we had a meeting, had a department meeting. Almost everyone was there. It was so good to see how everyone is preaching in their own way in a team spirit. So that's what the Sankirtan is, the Sankirtan party, going out, broadcasting the message of Krishna, giving those, our brothers, our sisters, we're all brothers and sisters in this material world, so naturally you want to help. Isn't it? You're very concerned about family members. If you know the family member is sick, immediately you're very keen, oh, I need to go take care of my mother, I need to go take care of my brother. It's like a special connection. But one who's advancing in spiritual life, is described, Krishna sees everyone equally, that Krishna is in everyone's heart, and we are all brothers and sisters, because Krishna is our father. And so naturally that compassion is there to give Krishna consciousness. And Krishna is guiding. Krishna is encouraging. And that's how we can rise above the three modes of material nature, because the modes have everyone bewildered, everyone simply suffering and anxiety in this material existence. And the way to become free from suffering and anxiety is to take up this blissful process of chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You're calling out to Krishna, my dear Lord, I've somehow or other fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of suffering and engage me as one of your eternal servants. So we're chanting and we're asking for service. And sometimes we lament that, oh, I have no service. But that is service. Chanting the Lord's holy name is service. Hearing Bhagavatam is service. Hearing the lectures of Prabhupada. Cleaning floor is service. Helping devotees, giving guidance in the holy dham is service. There's unlimited service available, so one should never feel that they're bereft of service. If you feel that you have no service, sit down and chant Hare Krishna in front of the deities. The deities are very pleased, and you're achieving the ultimate perfection. And Krishna, he's guiding us. He's giving us indication how we can actually perfect our lives. Because there's many complications. Many of us have family, commitments, obligations. Many things may seem to be stumbling blocks. But if we use everything in Krishna's service, whatever is favorable for Krishna, accept. What is unfavorable, we reject. But we have to do it maturely. It's not that we fanatically say, oh, my family is a hindrance, a stumbling block, let me reject them. No, we actually have to act in such a way that we can try to encourage and help our dependents to become Krishna conscious. One should not become a parent. One should not become a mother, a father, a guru, or a teacher if he can't free his dependent from the cycle of birth and death. And that's what Prabhupada did. He came, despite all inconveniences, physical suffering, and the austerities performed. When you think about it, Prabhupada would be preaching all morning, all day, at night, maybe take rest 10, 11 o'clock and get up again at 1 o'clock in the darkness and just put on a little light and translate for hours and hours. How can someone at that advanced age from 70-80, suffering heart attacks and stroke, being in a foreign land, translate so many literatures with such depth, with such consciousness, every
translation and purport is just so packed with Krishna Katha, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, and so many lectures, so many talks, so many meetings, and correspondence with devotees, and having to tolerate the devotees fighting immaturity, isn't it? Like when your children are young, and they're fighting, pulling each other's hair, and beating each other with whatever they can find. And then the parents, stop, stop, just, you know, you go here, you go there, you behave yourself. So many instances we've seen devotees very immaturely were fighting and giving Prabhupada difficulty by not cooperating. So Prabhupada wanted that we mature, and it gives great happiness to the parent when the small child who has matured is acting responsible and taking up the duties of the father. Just, you know, being a father, I'll give you an example. Like my youngest son, I thought he, you know, he's always going to be like frivolous, this and that. But now he's managing the business, taking care of things. I could be here in Vrindavan to chant Hare Krishna with all of you and try to render some service. So that's how we have to do. Prabhupada, he was translating, preaching, distributing, and very not concerned about his personal so-called comfort and desires of the mind and senses. And he wanted us to follow in his footsteps, that we should take up now the mission of preaching, although we may feel unqualified, that by giving others books, now we have a few buses going out to distribute books. And you should see that as a great privilege, a great honor, that although you may not of being in the temple compound, getting your daily dosage of Mahaprasad and or whatever standards of comfort may be there, you have another opportunity to be traveling and to be spreading and planting seeds of Krishna consciousness in the hearts of so many who are actually willing and eager to receive Krishna. So we should get in that mood and in that spirit. I'm going to spend at least 3 weeks in New York, cold as it may be. We'll be distributing books. So everyone who has an opportunity, the campus is always so full of visitors, people coming, and we see that the book distribution is going on. And it's not a material, mundane activity. Distributing books is giving Krishna. And isn't it that people take the Bhagavatam on their head and worship the books? These books are very worshipable. But for the sake of preaching, we sometimes commit some offense. I remember sometimes we'd find books put here, put there, something in the trash. Because materialists, they don't know. They think it's just some religion or somebody's trying to preach to me. I'm too busy for that. I'm going from, you know, this bar to that bar, and I have to make money. No time. Here, take some money and go. I have no time to hear about Krishna. So everything will be revealed, and by Prabhupada's unique arrangements with the morning program, with the devotional service, association of devotees, taking prasadam, that's always a very enlivening aspect of our life, taking nice Krishna prasadam, and giving out prasadam in the form of prasadam distribution, book distribution, then we can give pleasure to Prabhupada. Because what is the secret of success? Satisfying your guru. And what satisfies our guru, Srila Prabhupada? Distributing books, giving Krishna to others, and we ourselves becoming Krishna conscious. So if anyone have any questions, comments? A little Sankirtan class, glorifying Prabhupada. We have a microphone here in case someone wants to ask something. Saranga Thakur, what do you think about the Sankirtan mission of Lord Chaitanya's and Prabhupada's? What do you think about that? Saranga Thakur Prabhu is in charge of our Sankirtan department, so I'll put him on the spot for a moment. What's your feeling for Sankirtan?
Hare Krishna. So I joined in 1998 in Krishna Balaram Temple.
From so that 1998,
time, yes. Yeah, so since 1998, I am serving in the Sankirtan department. And although all the services are important in the Krishna consciousness movement, but I heard that the Prabhupada said this is give more pleasure to Srila Prabhupada when he will distribute his books. So, this Prabhupada said, so that's why.
Speak directly into the mic.
So I heard that the Prabhupada said that although all the services is important in this movement, but still Prabhupada is more pleased when he distributes his books. So that's why this is my desire also. The, until my last breath, I will distribute. I will service in this department continuously if Prabhupada is allowing me. Also now, this for December Books Marathon, our two Sankirtan buses going out with 18 devotees. Also in temple, we are going to start 1st of December Marathon book distribution. We will put one table there. So many devotees will be involved on that. So blessings from the devotees. Then we can do more and more book distribution.
Okay. And so Sankirtan gives us strength in our devotional creeper, and although there are many services, and we should do all services. Wasn't that Prabhupada was limited? He was expert at kirtan, expert at cooking, expert at speaking, expert at writing, and personally going out distributing books. So the book distribution helps to make you a rounded and strong, all-around Krishna-conscious person. Just like they have, you know, sometimes the contest for Mr. Universe and, you know, becoming very powerful. So Sankirtan builds your strength and gives you realization and conviction that Krishna is God, I'm his servant, that in this lifetime I'm meant to work for Krishna and go back to the spiritual kingdom. And you become happy in this lifetime. So I want to thank everyone. Yes, Krishna.
I heard from one European GBC, and he's also BBT trustee, distributed millions of books, that if you do 1 month this service, which is very dear to Prabhupada, the whole 11 month, even if you sleep, Krishna counts you as a full-time devotee. And in Vrindavan Dham, you know, it's 1,000 times more. So it's not 10 months. You are going to get 1,000 years credit for that service. Okay?
Okay. So we have 1,000 times the benefits by being in Vrindavan Dham and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. We're all very, very fortunate. Whatever, you know, personal shortcomings we might, it's insignificant compared to the suffering and struggle that those who don't know about Prabhupada and don't know about Krishna or don't know about the beauty of the holy name, the process. We actually have the medicine. We have the guidance. We have the prescription, the medicine from the doctor to get free from our disease. You know, when someone is diseased, they become very fearful. Fear is always prevalent. It doesn't go away. We're all very fearful in this world. And imagine finally finding that doctor, that the topmost doctor, and he analyzes your disease very clearly, and you feel confident that, yes, he knows what's ailing me. And he confidently gives you the medicine and instructs you how to take that. That brings great relief and happiness, you know, because that fear, everyone's experiencing fear, the fear of not knowing where am I going, what's going to happen to me. So we're all here together to become a Bhai Charan of, you know, Srila Prabhupada is fearless, very strong, because he has great faith in his Guru Maharaj and great faith in the holy name and Krishna. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.